right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, November 4th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a couple of text messages from some of you during the break. I'm not going to mention any names. Said, I was there. I heard what he said. Put me on your list. I will be willing to testify, be deposed. So, duly noted, greatly appreciate the support. It's funny because I found the meme that was actually the date. June the 11th, 2023. Last night would have been June 10th of 2023. This is a meme, a post that Sherry LaFave, who's running for Ottawa School Board, put on her Facebook page the next day, June the 11th, 2023. I have the photograph saved in my phone. It will be part of the evidence of our defense. Kind of a meme of a cartoon character of Sherry with red-hot fire flames around her, kind of a cartoonish type of meme that she posted. The next day, June the 11th, 2023. Someone that attended last night's Reagan Day dinner, please tell me I did not hear Tom Moran say he is bringing illegals into our area as fast as he can. I'm still shocked. I heard him say it. Many of you did. I've spoken with Todd Smallenberg. As a matter of fact, Todd Smallenberg was so offended by what Tom Moran said, by the way, in front of the county sheriff, Joe Brubaker. He explained how he would speed in Ottawa in his new Cadillac, I believe it was, and that the sheriff pulled him over but didn't give him a ticket. He bragged about speeding at very high speeds on M68 there in Ottawa. That long straightaway from I-75. Todd Smallenberg was so offended by the things that Moran said, he actually got up and admonished Tom Moran at the dinner. Todd Smallenberg is going to be one of my witnesses. I have many others that will be my witnesses in this lawsuit. So I'm not going to talk about the lawsuit anymore. I have 21 days to respond. I'm going to be reaching out to a couple of different attorneys, one in the Ottawa area, another one downstate, and going to be talking about them representing us and defending ourselves and counter-suing Tom Moran and his company. You wanted a fight? You started it. I just spoke the truth. I said exactly what you said in public. So it's game on. You'll be hearing more about it as the case moves forward. I'm sure they're going to try to silence me on this microphone. Well, sorry, but I have First Amendment rights. And if you don't think I have First Amendment rights, well, we'll find out what the judge thinks in court. So we're moving on. Closing arguments being made in the campaign. Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Kamala Harris, her surrogates, where are they at? Three main key states: Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. It's game on, folks. This is it. Donald Trump will be at an event in Grand Rapids tomorrow night as the polls close at the Deltaplex in Grand Rapids. I believe that's the location. That's where he was back in 2016 when he won Michigan. Lots of people are putting out information that I don't believe. And I'm going to tell you exactly who they are and the numbers they're reporting allegedly happening here in the state of Michigan. Polls. I am so sick and tired of these fake polls that they have out there, where basically the mainstream media is nothing less than the PR arm of the Democrat Party, where they are basically trying to convince you, the people, the public, that Donald Trump's losing in Michigan. Mike Rogers is losing in Michigan. Internal polling from these campaigns, along with a few somewhat at least fair and balanced polling companies, are showing that that's not the case. Momentum is happening for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance at the top of the ticket, as well as Mike Rogers is doing better in the most recent polling as well. Now, they did this, folks, in 2016. They did it in 2020. They're doing it again this year. They are undercutting Donald Trump's support. They're undercutting the numbers. Against Hillary Clinton back in 2016, they undercut Trump's numbers by 9 points. Donald Trump won Michigan when they had Hillary Clinton beating him badly in 2016. They undercut him by 5% in 2020 against Biden. They're doing it again this year, and I believe the numbers are even higher than what they did in 2016. When the final numbers come out, when the final announcements are made, I believe they're going to undercut Donald Trump, J.D. Vance at the top of the ticket by anywhere from 10 to 12 points. Why do I say that? Certain blocks of voters that are flat out not being polled, number one, not being considered, being treated as if basically they are a locked-in vote guaranteed for the Democrats, which I don't believe they are. First of all, the Muslims who've come out and endorsed Donald Trump in both Dearborn and Hamtramck, the United Auto Workers that are already feeling the electric vehicle mandates laying off people right before Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. Oh yeah, it's coming. These plants are going to be shuttered. These plants are going to be closed, shut down right before Thanksgiving and Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody. You're out of a job. And where are they? Electric vehicle production plants. Donald Trump has been talking about the Biden-Harris mandates for electric vehicles. The Gretchen Whitmer mandates are going to cost UAW workers jobs. These guys, these women, are not stupid. They have seen the slowdown of the production. They have seen the vehicles being stored in fields near the plants. Nobody's buying the electric vehicles. As a result, they're going to lose their jobs for the plants that have been completely retooled to manufacture only electric vehicles. They're mad as heck. Another group that they're underestimating hugely this election, I think that they are not counting on, they are not polling, they're not even talking to these people, are gun owners, hunters, firearm enthusiasts, people who own firearms to protect themselves for self-defense. They're getting out to vote. And lastly, the last block that they are way underestimating, I believe, are Christians. Church-going people. They say this could be the biggest turnout in the history of our elections, because large blocks of people who don't normally vote, low propensity voters, again, who are they? For the 4, 5, 6 last elections, these past elections, they only voted maybe once or twice. Well, Lance Griffin's website, 10xvotes.com, has been blowing up. Why? Because we've been talking about it. Other people have been talking about it. They've been sharing it all across the state. Pastors are sharing it. A lot of people are sharing it. And we're finding out who the low propensity voters are. And we're calling them. We're talking to them. One of the easiest ways to talk to people is to show them a video. I've been sharing it. I've been talking about it. You're sick and tired of hearing it. You're going to hear it again. The PAGS, P-A-G-S video. 9 indexes of real numbers analyzing 4 years of Donald Trump being president versus 4 years of Biden-Harris. I'm going to play it for you in the next segment. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, and I will send you the link to it. You can share it with everybody you know. This is something you can do today. Something that needs to be done today before people go to bed tonight, so they can think about it and then go to the polls and vote tomorrow. Roughly 65% of us will be voting tomorrow, Tuesday. 35% have already voted. PAGS video in the next last segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Anthony Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one today on this Monday. I'm going to play this video for you. It's Joe Pags. He's a national syndicated talk show host. He's put together a video. You're only obviously hearing the audio. In the video, he lists 9 different bar graphs. 9 for Trump. 4 years he was president, 9 for Biden-Harris. Over 9 indexes that directly affect your life. I'm going to play the video for you, and then you'll be able to text me Pags, and I will be able to send it to you so you can share it with people.
Important to all of us. Do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you could take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then, with a readjustment down by about 1 million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever, or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO. Who is the better person in charge? Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on!
Real numbers. Numbers don't lie. When you look at these statistics, when you look at these bar graphs, and you can pause them in this video, you text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, I send you the video. As you go through it, you can pause it. You can actually look at each individual bar graph. Zoom in on them. You can see the steady decline of gas prices under Donald Trump. You can see the spikes in the increases under Biden-Harris. Remember those little stickers we were passing out? Little tiny Joe Biden pointing to this and said, I did this. We were putting them on gas pumps all across northern Michigan. Remember that? When gas almost hit $5 a gallon? It's in the bar graph. You can actually see it. Inflation, electricity, food prices. It's all in this video, people. All you have to do is text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. Many of you have already. Do it again. Put this in the top of your text message with me in your text messages in your phone. Then all you have to do is text me 10X. 10X. That will be a text message from Lance Griffin, one of the Republican Electoral College electors from the Grand Rapids area. It contains a website, 10xvotes.com. All you have to do is go to that website, provide your information, sign up, and you can start searching for people to see if they are part of the 1.7 million Republicans that are low propensity voters based on their searchable database. Look up 10 people in your phone. Search for them. See if they're in there as a low propensity voter. If they are, send them the PAGS video. Call them, text them. This is your homework assignment for tonight, Monday, November 4th. If you haven't done this yet, you have to do it today. This show will repeat all day. I will be out and about campaigning the last day of the election today, but I can send you the PAGS video. I can send you the text message from Lance Griffith. All you have to do is text me PAGS. You know what? Even if you just text me PAGS, I'll send you the video and I'm going to send you Lance Griffin's text message anyway.
Why didn't they talk about
which? One of the things you have to understand, this is information, folks. This is information. Something you can do today before the election tomorrow. Again, text me PAGS 231-360-5140. I'll send you the link to the video. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything.